Hi, I'm Sarah Isaac with Fit Moms, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. So one of the most frequent and frustrating conversations I have with women after they've had a baby is about their postpartum exercise routine. Many women tell me that they don't have time to get into a gym, so they just do air squats and burpees at home. I'm all for you working out at home, get it in where you can, but you need to have some direction with your exercise. Your body just went through a physical trauma, whether it was a vaginal birth, C-section, it was the hardest thing you've ever done, or not nearly as bad as you expected, your body has still gone through a trauma. If you have knee surgery, you don't come out of it and say, I'm going to do some pull-ups and run around a bit and it'll be fine. You rehab it. You need to have a plan and rehab after delivery. Your number one focus for postpartum exercise should be strengthening your transverse abdominals and pelvic floor. Your transverse abdominals are just below your belly button and are the muscles referred to when we talk about diastasis recti. The first, easiest way to start strengthening this area is to practice deep diaphragm breathing. When you breathe in, your belly should expand. Once that becomes a habit, at the fullest part of that breath, try to tighten and lift the area just below your belly button. Don't strain too much to do this. This is just starting to get your focus to be on this area. The next step I would take is to lie on your back, keeping your lower back flat on the ground, feet on the ground, pull your belly button in. Once you've figured out how to do that, start adding a little movement. Start slowly picking up one foot and returning it to the ground. Both knees are bent here. Only moving the one foot up and down as you are able to keep the transverse abdominals activated. Again, like pulling into your belly button. Once you master this, then you can move to both feet at once. Once you're able to do this while keeping the transverse abdominals active, try straightening out your legs and doing this. This is much harder than it sounds, so if you lie down and feel like this is easy, my guess is that you have not actually mastered how to activate your transverse abdominals, and I recommend starting from the beginning. I understand that you may not feel like you are working hard because you aren't breathing heavily, but when done right, this is what will get you one, healthy, and two, a strong core and pelvic floor. The second thing I would like for women to focus on immediately postpartum is their posture. So much time is spent in a hunched over position feeding your baby that if sitting improperly, you can start to have pains in your neck and back. It sounds simple, but makes a huge difference. Try to sit up straighter and keep your shoulders back as much as possible. This will automatically help strengthen your core. Think about your head position. Try this out to feel the difference. Stick your head forward. Feel how your shoulders and upper back all automatically round. Now bring your head back to neutral and feel how your posture automatically straightens out and your core has to activate. It's a very simple fix, but a bad habit of it that so many of us have gotten into when sitting and standing for that matter. While feeding your baby, you will also most likely be unilaterally loaded, meaning the baby will be on one side of your body at a time. In order to prevent hunching over to one side or the other, make the conscious effort to turn on your obliques and sit up straight up and down to prevent back pain. I understand that these things seem like little things, but they will all go a really long way to a healthy recovery for you. Thanks for listening.